something away.
No,
and it's that so is frustrating
when you get really invested in these shows and then you're invested with the characters and then all of a sudden you find out what happened. Because didn't the end of the first season someone die in Orange is the New Black? Oh no, I just may have given it away for our audience.
I don't even remember. But yeah, no, I mean, it does, like, this happens a lot though, or it'll, like I said, it'll pop up and yeah. Or it's terrible because I always like to read after especially interesting show. Sometimes I'll like to read what other people have to say about it, but then I'm afraid to Google even an actor's name because you're just so in danger of getting it all ruined for you. Yeah. Yep, so we're going to be talking about this today, guys, but we've actually done other episodes on TV, unexpected endings, things like that. So the first one is 448 was what TV shows should you binge watch to learn to connect in English? So that was one. That's one you want to check out. And Lindsay, what else?
Yeah. So 1208, a little later, a few years later, we did this episode, Twist in the Story, how to talk about unexpected endings in English. So two really good ones, guys. Go and get your background info and then come back to this episode. Yeah,
definitely. So it is so important to not ruin endings for people. This is huge for connection. Lindsay, no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, now that I've just ruined Orange is the New Black for our audience. Sorry, guys. Wasn't thinking.
That's funny. No, you didn't say any names and I don't even remember. So, guys, we need to have the tools to have these discussions. So we're going to have some language today that we can use to warn people or to ask people about these endings. So, but Lindsay, first, before we go into that, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, we have our own special kind of warning or alert. In other words, guys, I wanted to make sure you know that we are working on a business English course for you guys. And we've realized that a lot of you guys are out in the modern working world. You may be working remotely, or maybe you're living in an English speaking country, working at a firm, a tech firm, or Silicon Valley. Who knows? You are out there in the world and you need to know how to survive with business English in this new information economy. So we're building this all about you, relevant information based on what real people have said through interviews and surveys of people in the business world. So guys, just keep your ears open for it. We'll be making announcements soon about how you can get in, but you do not want to miss this. Okay.
Check it out. So exciting. I'm really excited about this course.
It's going to be awesome.
So, all right. This one is so huge. So we're going to get into a few terms and phrases. So we have spoiler alert, which is you hear that everywhere. Spoiler alert.
Check out the All Ears English Instagram channel if you want to learn English in a new way with us. We're building a community of learners who believe in connection, not perfection. Follow the All Ears English Instagram channel now. Yeah, spoiler alert. That would be a really good thing to say. And that gives people a chance to close their cover their ears and not listen, right?
So it's like, this is going to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. And I'm alerting you of that. And that's what spoiler alert means.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if you do this, then you get a pass. Like, it's fine. You can proceed because you warned the person sufficiently.
Exactly. So how might we use this?
All right. So, okay. So there's something that happens at the end. Spoiler alert.
I know. I saw it. Don't worry.
Natives say it kind of fast. Spoiler alert. All right. And then just descriptively saying, I don't want to give anything away or give away the ending. I don't want to give away the ending. So how would that look, Michelle?
I might say, okay, so in the end, I don't want to give away the ending.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
It is hard because, like we said before, everyone's in different places. It's not like we're all sitting down at the same time like they did in the 50s or the 60s when TV first came out and they just watched the same series. It was all aired at the same time for everyone. Right. Everyone's in different places. So you do have to be careful.
Definitely. So then on the other end, if you want to ask, right, maybe you want to just double check where the person is and they're viewing, you could say something like, have you seen the whole thing yet?
Right. So, Michelle, can you believe in episode 6 when... Wait. Have you seen the whole thing yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I'll stop then. Let's talk about something else.
Thank you. That was very considerate.
All right. We have a few more here. So can I tell you the ending or do you think you might watch, see, or read it? So here you're just asking explicitly.
Yeah. I always say this to my mom. I'm always like, well, because sometimes, you know, you want to tell somebody about something and you have a feeling that they're not going to watch it anyway, so it won't matter, right? So this is a good phrase to use in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So I might say something like, I loved that movie. Okay, so can I tell you the ending or do you think you might see it?
No, don't tell me. Okay. I love that.
Right. All right, cool.